Doper than dope.
What's up? It's Reverie, and you are now tuned in to Doper Than Dope, Los Angeles, all the way to Weimar. Peace.
You heard Doper Than Dope. My name is Teacher. Keep it real, hip hop.
Hey, here's Sharon, and you heard Doper Than Dope.
Big shout out to Doper Than Dope on Radio Lotta.
Liebe Leute an den Empfangsgeräten, mein Name ist Suki und ihr hört Doper Than Dope, denn es ist der erste Dienstag im Monat.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Blackrock and you're listening to Doper Than Dope.
Yo, 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 was geht ab, Freunde? Mein Name DP bei Doper Than Dope, also bleibt auf dem Sender.
What's cracking, y'all? It's your girl Gavlin. You were listening to Doper Than Dope on Radio Blau.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your girl DJ Lala, straight from Cali. Shout outs to Doper Than Dope. Dope, cause it's doper than dope.
Me hiciste tanto daño, pero ahora ya estoy bien.
Ya estoy bien.
Querías que te llorara, pero ya te superé. Ahora estoy mejor, mírame bien. Brillando con mis friends, todo está al 100. Quisiera darle un abrazo a la Rebeca del pasado. Mija, no estabas loca, te estaban gaslighteando. Hiciste lo que pudiste, diste lo que tuviste. Se aprovecharon de tu corazón triste. Lo que pasó sin ya llorar, recordar lo que tuve que soportar. Me duele no haber podido gritar. Gracias a las que estuvieron tomando mi mano, velando mi sueño, las que me escucharon y nunca se fueron. Ustedes van primero. Me hiciste tanto daño, pero
Nifty hier und ihr hört Doper Than Dope. Diesmal mit einer weit angereisten Gästin, Audrey Funk. Geboren in Puebla, Mexiko, lebt in der Bronx in New York City, was, wie ihr natürlich wisst, der Geburtsort von Hip-Hop ist. Und sie war nun tatsächlich schon das dritte Mal in Erfurt. Und dort habe ich nicht nur ihr Konzert besucht, sondern eben auch ein Interview mit ihr geführt. Wenn ihr sie nicht eh schon kennt, könnt ihr sie also heute kennenlernen, die fantastische Musik und die grandiose Frau hinter der Musik. Hier ist Audrey Funk.
What was your first rap album ever that you listened to?
My first rap ever, well, I think it was like from a Mexican group. Like my first cassette. Imagine that, long time ago. It was a name, it was a group named Control Machete. So Control Machete is a legendary group in Mexico. Like they are like the real OGs of the rap. Well, kind of the OGs, but the like more mainstream group that I can reach in that time. Like, you know, it was different back in the days. You don't have like this power to reach like independent music that easily. But But yeah, my first album rap like in Spanish was that one. And then the first like album that I have like, you know, original, because back in the days we have like Mix Up and all these like places that you can buy CDs and and all that. I bought the Missy Elliott album. What, I don't remember, like, I think it's the one that it comes, like, Work It. I think Work It. Work It is the name of the album.
Ah, it's, wait, with Work It, it's Under Construction.
Under Construction.
Nice.
Yes.
That's,
yes,
like, one of my favorite rap albums.
It's amazing, right?
It is, and yeah, it is really, it's like a masterpiece, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Missy Elliott, for me, is one of the best rappers in the world. Like,
yes,
like, she's, because she does also, like, she also do, like, beats, and she's a producer. She has a lot of ideas. And I think she's been nailed like so much, like in her career and also career of the others, because I know she grows for somebody else or produce for somebody else. So
yeah,
yeah, that I think that's so good.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And what's your favorite rap album?
My favorite rap album. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell because, you know what? I think like Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, yeah, is one of my best. Because I know I love like other like male rappers and everything, but I think like Lauryn Hill make me believe me as a woman I can do things like that, like doing an album, like singing and also rapping. Mm-hmm. So it was like so inspiring for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
Nice. And how did you get into rapping yourself?
That's a long time ago. Like for me, I'm from Mexico, right? I'm Mexico. My city name is Puebla. So Puebla is a really, it's not that small city. Actually, it's pretty big compared to another part of the world, but Mexico is really big. So it's a small city for Mexican standards, and it's very conservative in a way, like a lot of Catholic, and the society is a little bit like crazy. So at the beginning, I started when I was 15, like singing for a reggae band. So I start with the reggae, and the reggae leads me to know more about like hip hop culture, because back in the days in my city, the contra culture, it was like, you know, like the subculture was so little that everybody like share, like we share with people with play punk and ska and reggae and also hip hop, like, you know, it was like everything was so together because we were so little amount of person that enjoy different kind of music. So I start to listen a little bit more rap back then, and then when I go into the university, I met my first like partner in crime to do a rap group. So it was my first rap band with him, and we start to do like different kind of rapping. Since I'm 19 until now, I'm still rapping all over the world. First in Puebla, and then I do my migration, because now I live in the Bronx in New York, which is like crazy when I arrived to New York, because it was like, damn, I'm in the birthplace of the hip hop, no?
Yeah.
Because even I was even like, I arrived to South Bronx, which is like, you know, where the culture was born, and I've been living in the Bronx for 11 years. So it's like it's my second home, being honest, and it's crazy to be recognized by a borough that came with this amazing idea of hip hop, being recognized as one of them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just won a prize this year, like named Brio. Bronx Recognize Its Own. So it's like recognition for artists from the Bronx that are like outstanding, and
nice.
They give me that prize. So I was like, damn, like I don't even realize it until one of my friends says, like, do you realize you are like having this award from the hip hop birthplace? And I was like, damn, like now it was like, oh yes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
So cool. Wow. The CD that's
trabajé varias jornadas, tuve que darle al sueño largas, pero hoy me libero, no más de este juego, seguir corazonada y lo que espero. No quiero así vivir la vida como quiero. Pasión, acción es lo que espero. No más seguir en tus libretos. Esto no es para mí, te lo dejo a ti, vida de Godín. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Esto no es para mí, te lo dejo a ti, vida de Godín. No quiero así. Esto no es pa' mí, te lo dejo a ti, vida de Godín. No quiero así, no, no quiero así. Sé que entre cuatro paredes no puedo quedarme. Tomar el metro cada día, levantarme y preguntarme, ¿para qué estoy aquí? Si pudiera vivir de lo que amo. No todo es money, plata, cash, no mercy. I don't wanna go back, this is my dreamland. Music and sound, ya no hay marcha atrás.
How would you say growing up in Puebla has shaped your music? Has it shaped your music in any way? I believe like where we grow up, it shapes the art that we do. But how was it for you?
I think it was everything. Like, well, half and half, because my roots are in Puebla, right? So I learned how to fight for my beliefs in a, like, you know, a small time conservative. I learned how to write for whatever I really believe in. So I think that make me stronger than ever, like to fight for my thing. And then New York is another chapter for like for my music. But of course, all my school is in Puebla and in the global south, you know, like which is different to growing up being an artist in the like global south, where everything is like a little bit of, you know, we have a little bit of everything, but yeah. And sometimes a little like a lot of nothing. So we have to build from nothing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe that make me really like strong, but like solving problems is also like a very good quality that I have, which is like I'm solving with nothing because I come from a place that you don't have access to things. So for me, that make you stronger and like, you know, even with all these impossible things that you was born with, like you are still doing your thing. So it's a very powerful, like, you know, yeah, como standard, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really hip hop in a way, because hip hop is also a culture that comes from nothing, mm-hmm. like in the beginnings, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, nice. In an interview in 2019, you said, Mexico has given me great tools to, first of all, survive. Can you share what those tools are?
Well, that was what I mentioned. Like, we come from nothing, yeah. and then we build everything.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
and solving problems, singing in really poor quality equipment, but at the end of the day, sounding good and doing your job good. Like, you know, like, it is not like I am like, oh, how blessed I am to have all these, like, challenging or challenge, but like you learn how to make it work, and I think is the most important part of the life. Like you make it work, so when you have more things, you can do more. You know, when you have access to more, to more like tools and whatever, like then you maximize the utilities. You know, so
Nice. And in that same interview, you said that hip hop has saved your life. In which way has it?
Every way. Like, first of all, like in my city, like when I was born there, I could have few options to have a life, like a, like make a way of living, and hip hop give me an option, you know, and give me a way, and also. I'm an immigrant, so I stuck, like I stick to my beliefs to do music, even if I was like without papers, like having to work like long as, you know, like work shifts. So it's like I always like save my life because make my life to have sense of existence.
Yeah.
So for me, that's make me like. Also, when I'm depressed, I always go and knock the door of the hip hop, look inside of my heart. You know, it's always like that. It's a continual like talk with my inner hip hop being. You know, and it's like you're here, and you we always be together, and we always going to get over things. That's why it saves my life. Like. Every single day.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. You talk about hip hop's potential to reach people and reach people who are kept from like institutionalized forms of education. And I know you also do workshops. What happens in those workshops? What happens in that work that you do with other people?
Well, most likely in the US, I work with like kids that they just immigrate to the US, or they have like 2 years, they're still adapting to the language, to the culture. And let's be clear, like migration is something that is really hardcore to do. Like it's hard to leave everything behind. It's hard to, yeah, to choose. Like, for example, I choose that life. I choose like, okay, I'm leaving and I'm going to leave Mexico. Okay. But when you are a kid, you don't have the option. You just have to do it because your parents leave. And I think the trauma is bigger when that happens. So I work a lot with these kids in middle school and high school. And I gave them like the tools to do a rap song, but also like for me the rap of course is the way, but also is not the end of the of everything. Like to make a rap song is something that you're gonna end with, but in the middle, in the way, we're gonna learn some political things about you and your identity as an immigrant kid. And for me, that's so amazing because I can politicize a little bit the kids and protect them in a way, because when you're an immigrant, you face a lot of things that you never imagine. Like racism, classism. Well, classism maybe is everywhere, and also racism. But when it comes like to immigrants in a country like the U.S., it's hardcore. It's like you can even notice when a neighborhood is an immigrant neighborhood, or when it's a white neighborhood. Like everything is better when it's white, you know. So we have to understand where this come from and why we have to resist and why we have to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's part of the, it's part of my workshops. Like, of course, we're going to use the music and we're going to use the rap, but we also going to like have some conversations around all these like subjects.
Mm-hmm. And has it been even tougher now that Trump has been elected for the second time?
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you see in the news is the same thing. Like, it's being really tough. And it's really tough being Mexican in the U.S. these days. And also, like, yeah, immigrants in general. Like, non-white immigrants, you know? So, yeah. Like, even economically, of course, like racism is, like, all over the place. But economics are horrible. Like, and it, like, it is... like super expensive or more, like now it's like crazy expensive. It is not getting better. It's the opposite. It's getting worse and worse every single day. Yeah.
And where do you take the your strength to keep going?
I don't know.
With all of that.
I don't know. Now, being honest, I don't know. Like, I'm planning to leave. Like, I really, I'm like, I don't know if I want to stay here. Sometimes I say, like, I really want to go back to Mexico, or I want to move to Europe, or I want to go to everywhere else that the system is not that crazy. Of course, I miss my country, but sometimes it's very hard to readapt myself to that country because I'm 11 years away.
Yeah.
So I became an adult in another country, so now I have to understand the country that I left. So it's that kind of the paradox of being immigrant. Like, you are from there, but then you are from the other side, but then you don't understand completely both sides, but you still like wanting to go to another place. So it's so like crazy, being honest. So I don't know where I take like the strength from. Like, of course, art is one of my best trends that I said before, but yeah, I don't know, just keep trying to survive. I don't have the answer. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just here existing.
Okay, yeah, I'm so glad you do.
thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're existing too.
No me representas, no, yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento, en mi palabra y universo me represento yo. No me represé, no me representas, no, yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento, en mi palabra y universo. Tu virilidad no me representa, no necesito de un hombre pa' que me tomen en cuenta, porque mi voz con el viento se conecta. Haciendo poesía declaró mi independencia. Unión combativa que con canto me libera. Palabra que con el todo le inyecta. Es la energía que fluye en el cuerpo. Pensamientos ancestrales alimentan mi sustento. Por eso ser parte del movimiento que marea desafía. En canto normado desafina. En sociedad mezquina. Al borde del colapso y se avecina. Justicia tardía. Mucho cuidado en la esquina, hija. Que allá afuera la cosa está que arde. Hay mucho macho bien vestido de cobarde. Uno, no, no. No me represé, no me representas, no. Yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento. En mi palabra y universo me represento yo. No me represé, no me representas, no. Yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento. En mi palabra y universo. Insolencia que es fuerte como roble. Es atroz que el sistema nos desborde. Sálvese quien no soporte. Pisotearse hizo un deporte. Sexo débil me llamaron. Cara del alma también desfiguraron. Con cánones, regímenes inútiles, nada sutiles. Transformación te llega cuando cuerpo acepta sin mentirte ni destruirte. Por tu amor palabra vive. Fuerza en tus manos, deja ya de mentirte. Labrando autonomía, llama interna que resiste. Ser mujer por su espíritu existe. Sin que voz del otro me aniquile. Estreta del sistema que te vendieron y tú asumiste. Ya deja de bloquear sentimiento natural. Ese es el cambio radical. No me represé, no me representas, no. Yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento. En mi palabra y universo me represento yo. No me represé, no me representas, no. Yo me represé, yo me represento hoy. Vamos a darle movimiento. En mi palabra y universo me represento yo. Me represento yo.
me represento yo.
Also, I believe like gentrification has affected, I mean, it's also in Germany, but it is, I think, in New York City and also in the Bronx. It's like crazy, right?
It is crazy. Like, I've been like watching and like how gentrification has developed in New York. Like, when I arrived to the Bronx 11 years ago, it was like a hardcore place to live. Like, even like the... My ex-neighborhood is Moth Even, because it's South Bronx. So the first part of South Bronx is Port Morris, Moth Even, and that area is like the South Bronx, right? So I arrived to Moth Even, and that time it was like a lot of Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, a lot of Mexicans, right? And suddenly, like when the years come, like pass through, suddenly you can watch like a white lady trying to jogging like around the neighborhood. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, you lost? Like, where are you? Why are you doing here? Like, because in the US we are more like it's like a real ghetto, you know, like ghetto of white people, ghetto of black people, ghetto of Mexicans, la la la, no? We don't have this mixture like in other places of Europe, you know? Like, over there is really like, really evident, like, this is a Mexican neighborhood or this is a Germany neighborhood, right? So when you see your first cafe and your first, like, white people trying to jogging around the park, you know it's coming. So, and it's been coming. And now, of course, the rents are crazy. In Port Morris now, studio, you can pay $2,500 rent every month, which is like crazy. Of course, any immigrant, working class people can pay that kind of rent. And yeah, like, they are trying to take us out no matter what. And it's really shocking. And it's happening everywhere. Like, I mean, it's not the Bronx, but Brooklyn just happens, you know? Like, years ago, the gentrification in Brooklyn just started, and now it's super expensive to live there. Manhattan, the same thing. Like, it used to be parts of Manhattan that are not that expensive, but now it's crazy. Like, Harlem, all these parts are like, of course, nobody can live there no more. But also in Mexico City, but also in Puebla, also in Berlin, like, you know, like, I believe this disparity of the economics are leading us to do gentrification. Also, like, things like Airbnb and all things like that, like, it's crazy. We just went to Barcelona, and Barcelona is just gentrified as fuck. Like, there's no like natives inside of Barcelona. Everybody's like outside of the city because they cannot afford that. And now all the real estate is like just doing Airbnb shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's a big problem in the in the world.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And would you say, because as you said, you like the Bronx is the birthplace of hip hop. Do you feel like this has also affected hip-hop as a culture there?
Well, being honest, since I'm there, it's not like you imagine. Like, it's not like you're going out in the Bronx and one MC is like freestyling in the corner of the... No, it's not like that, you know?
But it would be so nice.
Yeah, it could be so nice, but no.
Okay.
It's not like that. Actually, like, they are developing the hip-hop museum, no, in the Bronx. And I'm going to say something like, maybe it's not a popular opinion, but I don't care. I believe hip-hop is more, like, you can feel more the essence of hip-hop in Latin America or even in places in Europe than New York.
Really?
I think, like, the U.S. now is so, it's a lot of commercial things and mainstream things that the sense of community and, you know, empower the people and, like, do something better with the social fabric and blah, blah, blah. It's not anymore like that.
Hmm.
there's like programs, of course. Mm-hmm. There's people that they're still believing in like hip hop as a tool of change and everything, but it's not as life as, I don't know, Mexico or Colombia or like hip hop centers in France, like you see, and everything is hip hop. Like, it's not like that. I think like they put the seed and then they just left in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm.
En la misa, ya no creo en cuentos de huevones. En mi lista ya pasaron varios chacalones. No los queremos guapos, los queremos cumplidores. Sin espanto, dedicada a producir millones. Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosas.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosas.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo. Ya no le creo a ningún mentiroso. Sé cuánto valgo, bichito baboso. Prefiero estar sola que mal acompañada. Papi, no te alcanza ni para una tajada.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosa.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosa.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosa.
Cuarentonas y sabrosas, dime señora, perreo hasta abajo, brunch con mimosas.
Okay, now coming back to your music, it's angry music in parts, and you said about your music that you always write with righteous anger, which I really like the expression. And so I was wondering, how do you find that anger? Because, you know, anger can be, it can be so powerful and freeing, but I think especially like when you're raised as a woman, you get taught to not be angry, to be kind of okay with the situation or whatever, and not be loud, not take up space. So how did you find that anger that you now voice in your music?
Being born and raised in Mexico.
Okay.
There's not another like answer to that, because when you were born and raised in a place that oppressed you to the fullest, you have two ways, like accept it or fight it. And I took the second one. You know, it was like, I'm gonna fight this shit. I wasn't born to be like trapped in a cage. I'm a free spirit, and I'm gonna do it like I should. Then first of all, it was very intuitive, but then I start to read more about feminism, and I start to do like a lot of activism, and I start to have these conversations with the reality and other people from other places. And of course, it's like a construction of my personality from all those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's because like I wasn't able to accept my destiny as a Mexican woman. Fuck that. I need to do different because I want to be different, and I want to be happier than my ancestors. You know, I want to do different and living my life in my way. So that was my first like step to do all this I've been doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. So in 2024, you released two albums.
one solo project and one together with Rebecca Lane. How is it different for you making an album as a solo artist or together with someone like Rebecca?
Well, it's different, but at the same time, it's the same. It's different because, of course, I love to share with my friend. It's one of my best friends, and doing music with her, it's been so good. And this album in particular, Cuarentonas y Sabrosas, were like a therapy for us after like a bunch of like a hard breakups with horrible partners, and we decided to be happy together, you know, doing this music because we deserve it. And with my solo album, it's the same. It's like at the end of the day, I do what I want and I do what makes me happy. So one is with reggaeton and the other one, it was a bunch of styles that I really want to do. So I think it's one of the best privilege that I have as an independent artist, that anybody can tell what do I have to do. I just do it. And I do whatever it comes from my ovaries. So one with my friend, that was very like fun to do and very like therapeutic and cathartic.
Yeah.
And mine, it's also the same. Like, it's just, let's do it. Let's give music to the world and let's work. And something has to happen if you just work.
Yeah.
I believe. No. Yeah. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I think now it's happening. I'm in Erfurt for the fourth time in 4 years. So it's happening and I'm happy for doing this now with Rebecca and coming in this trip with her. So
estuvo fuerte, llegaste a mi vida y no supe cómo hacerle. Uy, estuvo fuerte, quería complacerte, no paraba de quererte. Uy, estuvo fuerte, fueron gritos tantos, ahora planto cantos. Uy, estuvo fuerte, ya todo terminó, ahora no paro de quererme. Dejé que te acercaras, total eso decían, que si alguien a mi lado, mi vida no podría, que yo no valía, que aguantar debía, pero no, ya no más de tus mentiras, pero no, esto no es cosa mía, pero yo, soy mía noche y día, te dije adiós. Para agrandar sonrisa y ahora yo tengo tiempo, tengo amigas, tengo ganas de vivir la vida, nunca más escondida, es tiempo de brillar, estoy floreciendo, veo la luz que no podía, cada mala racha me recuerda mi valía. Uy, estuvo fuerte, llegaste a mi vida y no supe cómo hacerle. Uy, estuvo fuerte, quería complacerte, no paraba de quererte. Uy, estuvo fuerte, fueron gritos tantos, ahora planto cantos. Uy, estuvo fuerte, ya todo terminó, ahora no paro de quererme. Ahora bailo, ahora gozo, nada es permanente y agotaste mis enojos. Ya no volveré a bajarme en categoría. Yo soy una diosa, merezco vida hermosa. No tu desamor, ya mejora otra cosa. Tú solo ganabas, yo sola en el lodo. No quería perlas, ni tampoco oro. Pedía armonía, solo tenía logro. Quédate con tus demonios, no puedo contenerlos. Con los míos suficiente tengo. Arreglar mi interior, estar a gusto con mi exterior. Ser fuerte para mi razón. Que nadie vuelva a dañar mi cuerpo, esa es la razón, la sanación. Uy, estuvo fuerte, llegaste a mi vida y no supe cómo hacerle. Uy, estuvo fuerte, quería complacerte, no paraba de quererte. Uy, estuvo fuerte, fueron gritos tantos, ahora planto cantos. Uy, estuvo fuerte, ya todo terminó, ahora no paro de quererme. Ya todo terminó, ahora no paro de quererme. Ya todo terminó, ahora no paro de quererme.
And also what's been happening is your music video please correct me if I pronounce it wrong, Perissima.
Perrissima.
You got an award at the Festival Panorama in Mexico.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have your art appreciated like that?
It was amazing because the director of that video submit the video to this contest and we won, and it was amazing because I really have a lot of love for that video because it was the first video that intentionally I asked to all my fat woman collectives to come together and do it and to put in front of a camera, a bunch of fat girls being happy with the way they are, I think is really revolutionary. And not only fat, but like, you know, like brown, fat, beautiful women from the South, like the global South. It's like, it was, for me, was orgasmic. And then won this prize was amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. So you're going to go on stage later tonight. You have been touring Europe the past weeks. And you have some more shows ahead of you. So what's better, being on tour or being at home?
It depends, the day.
Okay, today.
Today, it could be nice to be not at home, but at least have a little bit more 2 hours of rest. But I love the tour life, being honest. Like, when I'm at home, I'm always wishing to be like, oh, I want to perform more because I'm too, you know, I don't have enough like performances. So being honest, I prefer to be on tour. Yeah. If I can bring my dog, that could be everything. Like traveling with my baby, that was it. And I can do whatever.
That's so funny because as I wrote this question, I was thinking to myself, what would be my answer? And I'm not touring like you, but if I imagine. And to myself, I said, well, I guess it would be better at home because there are my two cats. So
yeah,
I can totally relate.
Yeah, we should normalize to travel with your dog.
Yeah.
And everything should be like dog friendly.
Yeah,
but like that's the only thing like I really miss. Of course my partner or whatever, but I can talk with him and whatever. It's like a little bit more like you can go with the floor a little bit more with another human being, right? But with my baby that I know she needs me and everything is like, oh, I miss you. But yeah, tour life is amazing. I love people around the world. I love to see friends each year, you know, having like giving hugs and how you've been, like updating with them. So yeah, for me, it's such a big blessing to have the opportunity to tour every year. One or two tours at the year. So like for me, it's amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
I hope you can continue to do this.
Yes. Another year in Erfurt.
Yeah.
Lloriqueo, sentirme perdida sin confianza y creo que hasta cuenta en banco ya tuve en cero. Deudas me consumieron y la depre me dijeron que ya no sale de este cuerpo, pero no les creo. Días grises me vieron, puras fallas me dieron, ni con tres limpias se mejoraba esto, pero no. Me siento perrísima, ya no soy la víctima. Tiro tu política, esa cuerpo es feminista. Ay, mamá, esa cuerpo es feminista. Ay, mamá. Libera, no vamos con nadie, vamos con puras nenas. Vamos a la marcha y a la pintadera, a consentirnos todas porque somos unas reinas, a darnos flores y mover caderas.
crítica a esa cuerpo feminista. Me siento perrísima, ya no soy la víctima. Tiro tu política a esa cuerpo feminista. Ay, mamá. Esa cuerpo feminista. Ay, 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 mamá. Ay, ay, mamá. Cumbia feminista.
Yo quería que funcionara, organicé la misa, presenté mis votos, hice papel de estúpida. Ahora por la vida, viva la soltería, deshacer contrato, viva la putería. Muy perra y orgullosa de haberte dejado. Te hiciste el duro, ahora revisas mis estados. Vuelve a la tierra donde perteneces. Insecto cucaracho, tú ya no me mereces.
Divorcia, 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 ta, ta.
Okay, so the last question is kind of a double one. So which question do you not want to hear or answer anymore? Like, is there one question that really goes on your nerves?
How is being a woman in the hip hop scene? I fucking hate that question. It's like, why you have to, like, read all the 30,000 interviews that everybody do it to me. Like, everybody ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And always I have to say, like, oh, well, what kind of, like, music it is not, like, machista, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
Please stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I ask this question everyone, It's always the end to the interview. And I interview a lot of women. And this answer you just gave is like, I don't know, like 80%
of
the
is.
People. Of course. Because, yeah, as you said, like everyone always gets asked this question and it's so annoying.
It's annoying because it make us feel that we are the only ones that we are doing this. But no, if we have 80% of all the girls that you are interviewing to have the same feeling, it's because we are plenty of women doing this.
Yeah.
The only thing is we don't have the same window, or we don't have the same, like, you know, visibility, but like, what the fuck? Like, leave me alone. If you do your research as a, like, journalist, you will know there's a plenty of women doing this. But because you want to do the gender gap, like, you have to say, like, how it to be a woman, and like, please, do your job. Like, not you, like, but no, the other journalists, you know?
Yeah,
like,
totally. And also, like, I would say, as a journalist, why don't you go and ask the male rappers
the same,
or what, how they feel about women in rap and how women in rap have it maybe harder than men? Like, ask them and let the women talk about their music and not just about, like,
no, yeah, that's the same. Yeah, I want the last time I answered that question, like, do you do these kind of questions to men? I said the same, like. You ask, like, how hard is it being a man in a scene full of men? Like, like, fuck, shut up. Like, and it's the same. Like, you know, being, like, this kind of question, like, one of the questions is like that. Or, like, trying to answer, like, when they, first of all, put, like, you know, your physical qualities above everything, or they question your body or something like that, like, oh, why you are so beautiful? It's like, thank you, but I'm not here to talking about how beautiful I am. I'm here because I'm doing music, and ask me questions, like clever questions about my music.
Yeah
Totally. Oh, you should, like, lose weight, or, like, you know, it's like things like, what the, what
wow.
the hell? No, people could be really crazy, and journalists could be really invasive sometimes, and because they don't have, they are not good journalists, they don't know how to ask, like cool questions. Like, once in a while you have a good interview, like now, right? It's like you really prepare and do your job and read another interviews, but most of the time it's like, I have this, like, in sometimes, you know, in festivals or whatever, it's like, okay, tell me your name and what do you do? Well,
wow.
Then you don't need to do an interview with me if you don't know who I am.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's
exactly.
Low.
That's no. So, yeah, that kind of things.
Okay. Okay, and to finish it up, which question do you wish you got asked more often?
Ay, Dios mío. No sé. I don't know. Well, I believe, like, when I love the people prepare their interviews, no? And being really deep inside of the things I've been saying, or like, or for example, not even my reading other interviews, listen my music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love to be asked, like, oh, what do you want to say when you write this in this song?
Yeah.
That make me feel that you really are into my music and also listen my thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and questioning what I'm doing, so that's the real respect for the work. Like, I do it, so I think this is one of the most thing, like, beautiful things when you've been asked, like, oh, when you do this or you say that, what do you want to say or what you refer to or blah blah blah.
De que por tu mano se nivele la balanza, tu majestad. mercadería ya no alcanza. Su misión no pido manifestarme con gritos de confianza. Mi garganta no se cansa, no, no. No me representas con tu política, tus leyes y tu analítica. No me representas, somos los nadie en tu estadística. A través del arte resistimos, autogestión y resistimos. La gente que con colores, palabras, sonido que estalla te vuelve a la vida. A través del arte resistimos, autogestión y resistimos. La gente que con colores, palabras, sonido que estalla te vuelve a la vida. Es el reflejo de la gente, la calle insurgente, disidente. No me compro las mentiras que nos vende este sistema patriarcal que me somete. Opresión que a los de arriba mantiene fuerte, endeudando el alma hasta en tarjeta de débito. Crédito, compro, debo, luego existo. Entre más tienes, considérate extinto. Entonces destellos e ilusiones, alternativos, modos, formas y razones, colectivos componen que a la normatividad descomponen. A través del arte resistimos, autogestión y resistimos. La gente que con colores, palabras, sonidos que estalla te vuelve a la vida. A través del arte resistimos, autogestión y resistimos. La gente que con colores, palabras, sonido que estalla te vuelve a la vida. Te vuelve a la vida. Te vuelve a la vida.
Revolution of the rich. Esa guerra de resistencia que día a día se bate en las calles de cualquier rincón de los cinco continentes.
Más allá de ideologías que nos dividen, hoy el pueblo de México nos estamos uniendo al actuar como patrones y derrumbar. El sistema podrido.
Das war Artery Funk bei Doper Than Dope. Mein Name ist Nifty MC und ich will euch an der Stelle nicht nur ermuntern, Artery Funks Musik auch außerhalb dieser Sendung zu verfolgen, sondern auch wirklich die Augen offen zu halten, wann solche wahnsinnig tollen Artists wie Artery Funk oder auch Rebecca Lane, die beiden waren ja zusammen zuletzt auf Tour, vielleicht auch mal in eurer Nähe spielen. Denn dank einigen engagierten Leuten finden eben auch solche Konzerte außerhalb von Berlin oder Hamburg oder Frankfurt statt. Und da nutzt bitte die Gelegenheit und schaut euch das an. Es lohnt sich für euch und ihr unterstützt außerdem die Artists und die Leute, die das Ganze im Hintergrund überhaupt ermöglichen. Wenn ihr das Gespräch nochmal hören wollt oder vielleicht auch Lust auf das Interview mit Artery Funks Kollegin Rebecca Lane habt, dann checkt doch auch mal Doper Than Dope, der Hip-Hop-Podcast, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und ansonsten geht es hier an dieser Stelle nächsten Monat weiter mit mir, Nifty MC und Doper Than Dope.
Quisiste hacer pequeña, porque vos sos pequeña, pero yo soy grande.
En tu sombra, me querías en casa para estar controlada. Me hiciste unido adentro de una jaula, pero hoy me libero de tus pendejadas.
Grande.